This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 1 for Daf Pei Gimel Maseches Ketubos. We're on Pei Gimel and Aleph on the top of the page, the beginning of the ninth parak of the Mishnah. Hakosev le'ishto dinu devarim ein lin milchasayich. A man writes to his wife, you know, I have nothing to do, I have no claim against your nechasim, your nechse malug. Hareze ochel peros v'chayeha. He still can eat peros while she's alive. V'meisa yorshon, if she dies, he's still going to be yoresher. So the question is, so what did he accomplish by saying, I'm removing myself, I'm relinquishing my rights to your nechse miluk? Im kein lama kasav ala dinu dvarim ein li minachasayich, shemachra v'nastal kayam, to tell you that if she would sell that property, the nechse miluk, that's going to be a valid sale. As opposed to if the husband did not remove himself from a nechse miluk, she would not have the right to sell, it would not be a valid sale. But regarding the peros, he still eats the peros, and if she dies, he is going to be yoreshar. What if kasav la din udvarim ein li minachasayich uve peros? Saying, now he says, I have nothing to do with your property or the produce from that property, so then hareze eino ochel peros bechaya. Then he's not able to eat peros while she's still alive, because he removes himself from that. But if Mesa Yoshua, but still, if she dies, he is going to be yoreshar, because that right he does not relinquish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam ochel pere peros. Ad sheyichtov lo adin udvarim ein li b'nechasayich uveperosein uveperoperosein ad olam. So as opposed to the Tanakama where we assume where he says din udvarim ein li b'nechasayich uveperosein, he basically forfeits his right to all the produce. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not true. By just saying peros, you forfeit your right to the peros, but not the pere peros, unless you say explicitly that you're going to remove yourself from not only the peros, but the pere peros. What's the pere peros? So the pere peros is, now the peros, of course, is the produce itself, the crop of whatever his wife's field is producing. But let's say she decides to sell that produce, and now she has the money from that produce, and she buys new property. So that new property is also nechsem belug, but there the husband has the rights to them. Even though he removed himself from the peros, this is not peros, this is pere peros. And therefore the keren belongs to the wife, but the husband is able to do the peros, because this is pere peros, and that is going to be permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda, unless you explicitly remove yourself from pere peros all the way ad olam forever. Kasavla dinu devarim ein li minachasayich uveperosein uveperoperosein bechayayich uvemoseich. So here, very explicit. I have nothing to do with your property or the peros or the pere peros. Not only that, in your lifetime and after you pass away. So now he doesn't have the right to be Yorishar anymore, because he explicitly said that even after she passed away, he has no rights to them. And therefore, eino ochel peros bechayeha. And v'meisa eino yorsha, he's not going to be yorisha. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, imeisa yirashena. He says, I disagree, even in this case, where you say, I'm not going to have the pere peros, even b'chayayich uv'moseich, not only in your lifetime, but even after you pass away, he's going to be yorisha anyway. Why is that so? Didn't he explicitly say, I'm removing myself even if you pass away? Because he's making a tanai, a stipulation on that which is written in the Torah. What is that? So the Tanai in the Torah, of course, is that the husband has the rights to the to inherit his wife. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in Yamasta Masha Kos of the Torah, that obviously is why he is, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, even though he mentions Bechayayich, doesn't matter. It's a stipulation against what's written in the Torah, and it is against the Torah, and therefore, Kavachala Masta Masha Kos of the Torah, Tana Obatel. Now, why it is that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that this is that that a husband being Yorish's wife is Masta Masha Kos of the Torah, obviously learned from an explicit pasuk, we have to see Rashi. If you look at Rashi, the third line down, Shem Masta Masha Kos of the Torah, says Rashi like this, the Kosovar, obviously Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds against the Tanakama that Yerusha Sabal de Oraisa. The fact that a Baal is Yorish's wife is not just a din de Rabbanon, a rabbinic enactment, but it's a din de Oraisa. Ubabasa, Nafgalon, Ubabasa, Kufyat Alphan Abbeis, we derive this from where? My Haikra. What Pasuk? The Pasuk says like this. Pasuk in Bamidbar, Unisatem Esnachal Perichov Zain, Unisatem Esnachal Oso Lisheiro, Hakarov Elov, Mimish Bachtovia Rashasa. That's the Pasuk. So this is the Pasuk, and Rashi quotes that Pasuk, And it says, L'shei roach karov elov mimishbach tovi arashosa. Now, haivi arashosa yiseiruhu l'drasha. That phrase, v'arashosa, is superfluous. And that it's there to for us to darshan, to use that. That what? Sho'ish yoreshes she'ero. That a man is yoresh his wife. U'she'ero is a wishto. And she'ero is a reference to his wife. Now, says Rashi, that's not really what the word she'ero means in that context. Yafagav de she'ero de kro la vishto hi. Even though she'ero in that pasuk is not referring to a person's wife. Daksiv bei, because what does the pasuk say there? Unisatem es nachaloso de she'ero. And that's obviously referring to what? It's referring to inheritance. And a person's inheritance goes to his closest relative. So it doesn't mean his inheritance goes to his wife. So she'ero just means the closest relative. So what gives us the right to now darshan she'ero refers to his wife? It says from his family. His wife's not from his family. Meaning, it's because of the combination of a yarashosa that now I have the right to darshan also from the word she'ero. What does that extra yarashosa teach us? And therefore, she'ero v'yarashosa ha'ish yoreshes ishto. But the fact that I have that extra phrase of yarashosa, that allows me to darshan the word of she'ero to refer to his wife as well as part of that drasha. So, master mashal comes the Torah to know. But if you look at the last Rashi, though, on the Mishnah, Avol Peros, Takanta derabonani umotzi lastunei alayim. But regarding the Peros, Rav Shem Gamliel didn't have a problem with that. He says he can make a stipulation that I'm not going to have Peros and remove himself from the Peros, because that's all a takana derabonan. So now the Gemara begins, Tani Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa, and the brisa says, Ha'omer le'ishto. So what does that mean? So look at Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chiya, Omer le'ishto, V'lo Tani kosev, meaning our Mishnah had a kosev le'ishto. Rabbi Chiya's brisa says, Ha'omer le'ishto. V'lo Tani kosev, says Rashi, Da'ashmu'ina dema'amir ba'omlanami sovakanavshe. It sounds like from this brisa that he can remove himself and relinquish his rights to his wife's nichse malug, even through what? Even through Amira. V'lo shem kinyan uksiva, without a kinyan and without writing. So says the Gemara. Okay, very nice. So now you told me it can be done through Ksiva and even through Amira. Ask the Gemara, but what do we accomplish anyway by this Hakosev Leishto and by this Amira Leishto? V'chikosav lachi mayhava. So what exactly is accomplished anyway by writing this? And Rashi said, V'chikosav lachi mayhava and v'kolshken Amira. Meaning, if you're not sure what Ksiva is accomplishing, I certainly don't know what Amira is accomplishing. So the Gemara says, after all, Bahatanya, don't we learn in a brisa, Omer lechaveru dinu dvarim ein li al sade ve'ein li esek ba, al sade zu ve'ein li esek ba. I have no claim or anything against this particular field. I have no business with this field. V'yadi misulekes heimeno, and I'm removing my hand from it. Lo amar klum. So this doesn't mean anything. In halacha terms, in legal terms, it doesn't mean anything to remove yourself from the field. Why? So look at Rashi Lomar Kulam, Dein Kan Lashon Matana. It's not a language of Matana. He's not giving the property to anyone as a gift. So he's not saying anything. So what does it mean? He's saying, I wish this weren't my property anymore. I don't want to have to deal with this property. But he's not really giving it over to anyone by saying to his friend, I don't want to have anything to do with this field anymore. Lo amar klum, it's meaningless. So if that's true, why does Hakosev Lishto, or now we added on Haomer Lishto, I have nothing to do with your nichsim milug. Why should that mean anything? It doesn't mean anything when it comes to speaking to your friend and relinquishing your rights or saying, Edinu Dvarim, I have nothing to do with this field. So Ami Debe Rabbi Anai, Bikosev Lov Oda Arusa. I'll tell you why. Because the husband says this when she's still in Arusa, they still only have Erisim. There's no Nisuin just yet. So if you have it, you're involved in property. So now to remove yourself, I see why that's meaningless. And that would be true when they were married as well. But to say so before that you withdraw, even before it becomes yours, because you don't have Nisuin yet, that is effective. Take a look at Rashi. Bikosev la va'oda arusa. In the middle of the thin lines, vada mishah karka shelo, which is the case of the sadeh, uva litno lachavero. Of course, tzarech lashon matana. We need a lashon matana. Withdrawing doesn't mean anything. It has no legal effect. Umas nisin, you know what our mission is talking about? The kosev la achalo zachem in the chasim. Umasna ima, and what tanai does he make even before he's zochen the nechassim? Because they don't have nisun yet. Shalo yizke bohen l'kshe yisaena. I'm not going to be zochen in those nechassim when I marry you. And there's going to be a stipulation attached. The ain't tzarech lashon matana sharei ain lo achshav v'chus bohen. I don't need a language of matana to say this is going to belong to my wife. I'm withdrawing from them. They don't belong to you now anyway. So before you even enter into the marriage, you have erisin. But before you enter in the nisuin, before the property is yours, you're making this stipulation, and that's okay. While she's still the narusa, withdrawing does indeed have an effect at that point. How do I know? Kidirav kahana. Why? The Amarav Kahana Nachla Habala Adam Yimelka Macher. Regarding an inheritance that comes to someone from elsewhere, and they're referring to where it comes through marriage, it's not Yerusha, but rather through marriage, then Adam Asnel Lashlo Yerushana. You could make a stipulation that you don't want to inherit it. Look at Rashi. Mimelka Macher. Sheino Yerusha Savosav. Elo Al Yidei Maasav Tavolo. Could go Nachlas Ishto Abalo Al Yidei Nusuin Shalo. It's through your activity, your action of getting married that it becomes yours. It's not through Yerusha, then you can make it tonight. The whole Mishum Takanta Didei Tikkun Rabbanon, since the whole reason that belongs to you is because of the Takanta de Rabbanon, Ubalim Cholalea, and you want to be Mochel, so Mochel. You have the right to be Mochel. Uchad Rav Huna, as Rav Huna says. As the Gemara says now, what do you mean as Rav Huna says? So we're going to see this in a moment, Rav Huna's opinion. But right now, we mentioned Rav Kahana's opinion, or the principle of Nachla Bala Adam Mimokam Acher, through marriage, a person can be Masne anyway, since the Rachachamim, anyway, it's only for his benefit that that property is going to be his. The Nichsem Belugi has the right to use it, whatever it is, so he can waive that right without a problem. Vichid de Rava. Not only that, this follows Rava's opinion. Dama Rava, Omer EFC B'Takanos Chachamim, Kagon Zo, Shomin Lo. Person who says, I'm not interested in Takanos Chachamim. What's the Takanos Chachamim? Look at Rashi. It's not good for me. I don't want it. I'm not interested. So he had the right to say, I don't want the Takanos Chachamim. The whole property that he gets from his wife before Nisuin is anyway and only Takanos Chachamim, an enactment for his benefit. If he says, I don't want it, he has the right to relinquish it before it's even his. And so the Gemara, but Rava had said, Kagon Zu. What was he referring to when he said, like this Takana Durabanan? My Kagon Zu. So Kidirav Huna Marav, and that's what Rashi was alluding to. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Dema Rav Huna Marav, Yichola Isha Shetomra Labaala, Eini Nizonis Veini Yosa. What's another example of where someone says, I don't want the Takanos Chachamim, I have the right to remove myself from that? So we're referring to the Takana of Maisa Yadayim from Mizonos. Take a look at Rashi, Kidirav Huna, four lines before it gets wide, on Mizonos. Referring to the mizonos she tiknu leisha tachas maaseyadeh, for the her earnings, what she produces, she gives to her husband, she gets mizonos in return. The e amra, but if she says ef she b'takanas, we had this early in the Masechta several times. She says, I don't want that takana she tiknu chacham l'tovasi for my benefit. Why did they institute this idea that she gets mizonos and her maaseyadeh goes to the husband? Because in most cases, we were afraid that our maaseyadeh will not produce enough. And there for herself, and therefore we wanted the husband to give him his onus. Shechashu l'kol anashim. Zimnin delo sapki lehu mizonos b'maisidein. Maybe their earnings alone will not give them enough mizonos without any help. V'tiknu lehem mizonos. U'maisidein lamal. But if a woman says, ani eini tricha l'kach, because me'un neges, I'm a pampered VFG Lasos Malacha, and I'm not interested in doing any work. Emsali Mizonos, I'll figure it out. Fine Mizonos. Oh, Yeshli Umnos Yikara, or I'm a talented professional. I'm making money with my job. Yes, I'll call Akide Mizonos a lot more than I need. So why would I want Mizonos for my husband? So that's an example of where someone has the right to say EFG B'takonos Chachamim. If that's true, that's the Kugon Zu. So the same thing we say applies in our case, where the husband can say, I don't want, the same way a woman can say, I don't want his mizonos because I don't need them because my maisei yadayim produce plenty. She can say, I'm not interested in them. So too, a husband can withdraw from the nechsei milug, from his wife. He doesn't want the takanos chachamim. This could all be done, we said, at the time of erisin. So the Gemara says, hold on, why at the time of erisin only? If you're telling me the whole idea is so I'm relinquishing, I'm not interested in this, and he has the right to do that, why can't he do that after Nisuin as well? Look in the next Rashi. Three lines into the middle sized lines, the time is from Takana Dideu, Viyachol Imchol Aleha. It's a Takana for the husband. So, but he has the right to be mochel. So, am I itzrich debay Rabbi Yanai leukmik because they love oda arusa? Why did Rabbi Yanai have to establish the case that he wrote this while she was an arusa, and that's why it all makes sense? He has the right to do that, but after nisuin he can't. Afilu nisuinami, why can't he withdraw after nisuin? It's all for his benefit, so he can withdraw as well. Answers the Gemara Ma'abaye, it doesn't work that way because nisua kiyada yinisua yado kiyada. Once the nisuin is there, his hand is like her hand. Regarding owning the Nechsei Maluk. So he's like a shutav, he's like a partner. He can't just remove himself, he would be similar to the case of the Sadeh, where it is meaningless to remove yourself at that point. Rashi, Yadok Yada, about six lines into the middle-sized lines, Varihu Kishutav Bahen, the Kevin Shenechasim Shalom, since the Nechasim already his, he's a partner in them, Tzorech Lashon Matana, he would have to say a Matana, language of Matana, but Dinu Devarim is not going to work. Vein Mowil Ba Lashon Dinu Devarim, that's not going to be effective. Okay, Rava Amar, so Rava has another answer, not exactly like Abayu says that after Nisuin, you know why you can't withdraw with Dinu Devarim because Yado Ki Yada. Rava says Yado Adi for me Yado. No, in fact, his hand is even stronger than her hand in terms of the rights of an Ichsei Maluk. They're not just partners, he's even better. And you'll say, why does that matter? So, truth is, as we'll see in Rashi in a moment, regarding a regular marriage, it makes no difference. It basically is that the wife has the carrot and he has the produce, and it's not really, there's really no practical application in a regular marriage of what it means his yad is stronger than her yad regarding the next day maluk. So the Gemara wants to know, so where does it matter? So nafka mina l'shomeris yavam. You know where there's a practical difference between Abai's opinion that yado ki yada or Rava's opinion that yado is adifam yada is in the case of shomeris yavam. Look at Rashi. Nafka mina l'shomeris yavam. Rather lengthy Rashi. Klomar. Le'inyan dinu devarim lo pligi de ben yado ki yado ven yado adifam yada ein mo'il ba lashon dinu devarim l'salko. Regarding a regular marriage, the fact that his yado is ki yada, or like Rava, that yado is superior to yada, makes no difference. Same idea. Uplugta dabai v'Rava, where does it matter? Le'inyan shomeres yavar mitzdrich. Uv'yavamos, if ligu ba'abai v'Rava, perek hacholetz. There's a machok zabai in Rava, in Yavamos, and it's with respect to a mystery we've had already, kabi masnis in the perek de la'el, the earlier perek. So what was the case? He had a woman who was Shomeris Yavam, and Nechasim felt her. Now, she's not a regular marriage. This is a Shomeris Yavam. Diktani, Mesa, what does it say there? Mesa, Maya said B'Ksuva. So what the Mishnah wants to know, if she dies now, what do we do with the Ksuva? Now, well, who's left? There's a Yavam waiting, which she died before they performed Yivam. And we have her family, her father's family. So who's getting that Ksuva? Vifligu Beisham Beisilo. Remember, Beisham Beisilo were arguing about that. Who gets it? Vuhugi Abayi Peluktayu. And Rabbi established that Beisham Beisilo were arguing. Bishenaflu La Kshehitachtov. You know when these fell to her? These properties when she was still under Dachtov Debal. Bechai Balarishon, meaning when the deceased brother or husband was still alive. That's when the Nechsei Maluk fell to her. And now I want to know, the Nechsei Maluk fell to her while her original husband was still alive, and then the husband died, and now she dies. So I want to know, where did those Nechasim go? But remember, originally, that Nechsei Maluk was hers when she was still married to the first husband. So Abayi, that's where Abayi's halacha applies. Yadoki yada means lefikach kishemes v'nafla lifnei yavam. When the original husband dies and now she falls to the yavam. And remember what she had already. She had the Nechsei Maluk were already fell to her in that original marriage. And now she's waiting for yibam. But what happens? Umesa, achalas yavala. She then dies. So what do we do with those Nechsei Maluk? Yorshel, the Yorshe Habal, Hor Yorshim, and the Yorshe Habal, which is the Yavam, remember that. Shneim Boim Lirash. both come to be Yorish. Zemi koach achoso, vezemi koach echov. This one comes, her family comes because her brother, let's say, because this is my sister. And the Yavam comes based on the power of coming because of his brother who passed away. So lebe shamai chaluka adifa. So what do we say there? Rebbe Shammai says best to split between the Yorshe Habal and Har Yorshim. Rebbe Silvi says no, Chazaka Kamaisa Adifa. The original Chazaka is superior. And Lefiko Chenichsei Milug, where do they go? The Cheskas Yorshe Habal go to the Yavam. Why? Because remember they had fallen to her when she was still married to the deceased brother. They really belong to the deceased brother. And therefore the Nechsei Milug become that of the Yavam. Okay, that was Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the way Abaye understood it. Upalig Rava Ada Abaye. So now comes Rava, and I understand, Rava, what's Yada is Adifa Miyada? Her hand, his hand is stronger than her hand. It's in this particular case of the Shomeris Yava. And he says, the Amar, Idinaflu Lakshi Tachtav. If you want to tell me that the Nechasim fell to her when she's still under that original husband, Dikule Amo Yado Shalabal Adifa Miyada. No doubt that the yad of the Baal, that deceased husband, his hand is superior than her hand regarding the Nechsei Malog that fell to her at that point. Ukshemes, and when what? When he now dies, the original brother, the original husband, Amar Echav Liyibma, or the brother now is getting ready to perform Yim Bimkomo. Vahare, who kimoso, he, the brother, the living brother, the surviving brother, takes the place of the original brother. And the original brother, Yado is Adifa Miyada, had greater access and rights than Nechsei Malug. And therefore, Ve'imesek Shemer, Shemeres Yavam, therefore, if she dies when she's a Shemeres Yavam, based on Rava's understanding, that not Yado is not equal to Yada, but Yado is Adifa Miyada. Therefore, Ein Liyorshel Bahem Klim, Har Yorshim have nothing. Have nothing at all. Why? Because they all go to the Yavam. Because the Yavam takes the place of the deceased brother. The deceased brother, when the Nechsei Milug fell, had a stronger right to them than his wife. That's why, because that's Rava Lishita. So here, Yado Adif Miyada. And the practical application of this is the case of Shomeres Yavam. Umas Nisan Debeis Shammai Dinaflu Lakshi Shomeres Yavam. And indeed, the case of the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that is referring to a case where she inherited the property not when she was originally married to that first guy, but rather while she was a Shomeres Yavam it fell. Ooh, if that's the case, the deceased husband never had any chazaka on it, and that's why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue. And therefore, what do we see? We see the case, specifically the Shomeres Yavam case, is the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava, whether Yado is Ki Yada, or like Abaye, or like Rava, who says Yado is Adifa Mi Yada.